Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with the president-elect of the American National Cattle Women joining us right after this.
Whether you raise food crops or livestock, there's a lot of good reasons to attend the Southern Plains Farm Show. Mark your calendars for April 7th, 8th, and 9th. You'll see all the latest in agriculture as hundreds of exhibitors display over 1,000 product lines. There'll be live cattle equipment demos, Scott Daly horse training clinics, and of course, there'll be great prizes. Plan to arrive early at the Cox Pavilion to enjoy free coffee and rolls and register for the daily prize of $1,000 in show bucks, good for merchandise from exhibitors. Free admission, free parking. The Southern Plains Farm Show at Oklahoma City State Fair Park.
Oklahoma cattle lady Tammy Didlot is moving through the officer chairs of the American National Cattle Women. She moved from vice president to president-elect earlier this year in Denver during their annual meeting. Now, with a month or so under her belt as national president-elect, she says lots of work being done.
We do three national programs. We do the Beef Ambassador Program, and we do a National Beef Cook-Off, and then we also have a Telling Your Beef Story new authorization request and program that we've got going, where we have 20 designated speakers that are going across the country and speaking to different civic organizations. And that's probably our newest initiative, and obviously we have our challenges there to try to make sure that these ladies are equipped with projectors and information and a very nice PowerPoint so that they can feel comfortable about speaking to those that maybe aren't quite sure what agriculture is all about and what we actually do as beef producers and ranchers out there. So that's been our most, probably our current, most current initiative that we've got going on.
What's the reason for this this speakers bureau?
Well, the primary reason is, you know, there's a lot of people, we always seem to think that everyone knows what's going on in agriculture and they should just know. I mean, but you just don't just know. You have to actually communicate how we actually take care of our animals, that we are stewards of the land, that we are the original environmentalists. You know, this is how we make our livelihood. You know, that's one of the most important thing that we are trying to do with the Speakers Bureau is to make sure our story is told and told properly, and so that there's a lot of misconceptions out there about the industry, about what the environment, the things that we do in the environment, the things about antibiotics, and all those types of things that are actually things that could be, there are a lot of myths and misconceptions, and we're trying to clear those up.
You know, as we think about that, I know this has always been one of the missions of the American National Cattlewomen and some of the predecessor groups as well, is to be a kind of a communicator to the consumer.
Absolutely. We need to be advocates of our industry, and we have to actually, not only about how we take care of our animals, but also about the nutritional value. You know, we live in an era right now that, you know, everybody wants to eat a little healthier, be a little healthier. And, you know, beef is one of the most nutrient-rich foods there is, so we have to make sure that people know that it is safe and okay to eat beef and give them permission to eat something that tastes really good. And there are, we spend a lot of research dollars in making sure that we try to find the best ways to get our beef lean and look for ways to make it the most nutritional and healthy and those types of things. So that's been the mission, and it was the start of the mission of the American National Cattlewomen, and it's kind of continued on that, and we just kind of keep trucking along and trying to make sure we share the right information.
And of course, you do that with a younger generation as well, with one of your favorite projects, I know, Beef Ambassadors.
Absolutely. You know, when we talk about telling the beef story, that's one of the places that we started, was thinking about taking these young kids, and we actually start at juniors all the way through the senior program. They're 9 to 20, and we're training them and teaching them how to speak to consumers, how to educate consumers, and also how to talk to media and how to respond to negative things so that they can talk to their peer groups. You know, where is a better message when you've got somebody in college when they can speak to somebody else in college? And, you know, they're going to listen to each other a whole lot more than they're going to listen to maybe somebody, an adult. You know, they don't get real smart until after they're 20.
Isn't that the truth? And of course, lastly, I guess maybe one of the signature programs, obviously, that you've had down through the years is the Beef Cook-Off.
Yes, the Cook-Off is obviously, that was one of the key signature things that we've had going on. It's been going around about 30 years, actually. And this year, we're going to do it at the Metropolitan Cooking Show in D.C. It's going to be a cooking event where it's actually, we're taking recipes now beef.org, and they can actually put their recipes in for novice cooks, and then they're going to select the winner of that, and then they'll actually cook at the Washington Metropolitan Cooking Show in Washington, D.C. this year.
Why that venue?
We chose that venue because, A, we can get a lot more return on our checkoff dollars that we're using, and we reach a market of people that maybe aren't as core agriculturally related. We're not preaching to the choir. We're in a metropolitan area that, you know, is more urban, and those people really like beef, but they're not always sure that it's okay, and you know, to eat beef, and we can give them permission to eat it because we can tell them about the nutritional value as well as the very good taste factor that kicks in with beef.
And the fact that you can fix it fairly easily.
Very easily. And that's, you know, that's one of the things, again, that we're, that's part of the competition, is actually looking for ways to cook beef with 10 or less ingredients, and it has to be prepared in a 30-minute time frame or less.
You know, when we think about the beef cook-off, I know that you said you wanted a return on your investment. I would think in a large metro area like that, it also gives you national, regional coverage along the way.
Absolutely. That is a big key part of it when we're talking about our investment. When we talk about the investment, you know, every beef producer provides a dollar when they sell their animals to go to a checkoff fund that actually increases beef awareness. And the one of the things that we want them to do is to take that dollar and spend it in the best way we can promote beef, and we can get the best return for that money, and to make sure that we're reaching the most people. And if at this event we're going to get national exposure, we get a lot of people that actually go to that event just, you know, for the fact that, hey, it's in Washington, D.C. It's a great venue, and there's thousands and thousands of people that attend that event. Plus, there's a whole lot of publications and media coverage on it, and there's a lot of, with the internet and the Facebook and Twitter, we're doing a lot of things in that area, too, to get a lot more exposure for it.
Tammy, why did you want to be national officer? In other words, why are you spending your time doing this?
Well, you know, I grew up on a farm and a ranch, and I think that if you're really going to do something, you put your heart and soul in it, and you got to be passionate about it, and you got to really want to make a difference. And I guess I've just always been one of those very vocal people that try to make a difference.
A lady that does make a difference, Tammy Didlot, president-elect of the American National Cattle Women, visiting with us at the Oklahoma Youth Expo in Oklahoma City this week. That's your special electronic version of today's Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.